going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Not sure how to introduce him. Jonathan Kite is here, and I was going to say, well, you know, Donald Trump is here, or Tom Hanks is here. Let's just start and say, I can't believe Annie is at the White House interviewing Donald Trump, but so are we.
So great to be here. Absolutely unbelievable. Okay, excuse me, is the mic on? Very fantastic. This is a great studio. Beautiful, wonderful, very beautiful studio. Okay, I came in, my tie was dragging on the ground and somebody picked it up for me. Like Eeyore's donkey tail. They wrap it around, throw it over your shoulder. Like a continental soldier. Your ears hang low? No, but my tie does. Very low. I don't need a Roomba because the tie just picks up dirt.
Wow, that's great. That's fantastic. Jonathan Kite is here, and the man of many, many characters. So the first time that I've probably seen you in many things because you've done a lot of stuff. But recently, I was shocked to see that you had gone viral for Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah.
Is that like the top thing an entertainer can do anymore is go viral?
I mean, social media is its own thing, right? Because you could be known for like being on a hit TV show or in a hit movie. But social media is truly like its own college or whatever campus.
Yeah.
And so you can go big there. But sometimes it translates to other forms of media. Sometimes it doesn't. But it's funny. You're the second person to bring up the Tom Hanks this weekend.
Really?
And it's like, the truth is the internet is the world, and the world is a lot of people. So even if it goes millions of hits or whatever, you're not sure that people have still seen it.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. And it's all algorithm-based.
Yeah.
They might say, oh, you really like this kind of thing.
Sure.
And everybody you know will have also seen it because they're your friends.
Right.
But there's a whole world out there that has no clue that you do an amazing Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I mean, so like for a TV show, right, they advertise the heck out of it. So maybe you never saw Two Broke Girls, but you heard of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or you've seen something else that somebody, it's been talked about, where it's like the videos on social media, they're completely isolated. Unless they're a series, you know, then it's just like if that one off is a joke and then it just does well or it doesn't, whatever, and then people have heard of it or they haven't and you have no idea.
Is it even worth it to try to get, like, for what you do?
Yeah.
Because you're already known.
Yeah.
Is it worth it to try to be an influencer, or you're like, no, that's supplementary?
You know, I do it to get stand-up fans because I've been doing it for a long time, but I think a lot of people just don't know that I do stand-up. And so I'll come to a city, and I've been doing it, you know, 15 years, and then I'll come and I'll play a city for the first time, you know, for whatever reason. And then someone will say, man, I didn't even know you did this. So whereas because stand-up has such a great platform on social media, that they'll find me through other people.
Do people think you're Ukrainian?
For a long time they did.
Really? I mean, because of your character on Two Broke Girls.
Yes. Yes, for a long time I had immigration problems. No. Yeah, it was crazy because like that's why I shaved the beard.
Oh yeah,
because it's like my hair is kind of long because I'm doing a movie in a week or two and I got to grow it out for it. But I usually keep it pretty short,
I was in Chicago, and I was playing, I can't remember, one of the clubs, and this cab driver was taking me to the hotel, and he's like looking at me in the rearview mirror like the whole time, you know? and I'm like, whatever, you know, who knows? And then he turns around, he pulls into the parking spot, and he goes, "Can I just say something?" He goes, I don't want to offend you. He goes, "Have you ever seen the show Two Broke Girls?" I said, "Yeah, I've seen the show." He goes, "I don't know if you're going to take offense to this, but you look like the guy in the kitchen." He's like, he's obviously a lot older and fatter than you, but you look like this guy. And I said, "Oh, well, thank you."
That's with the beard or without?
With the beard.
That's with the beard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still, when my hair is long like this and in my face, I still get recognized. But when I had the beard, it was like, that's, people were like, "That character, that character, that character." So I had to just shave it off.
You had to become a different person.
Dude, I'm in my own witness protection program.
Right, right. Jonathan Kite will be at the Streets of St. Charles tonight, 7:30 and 9:30. Tomorrow, 6 o'clock, 8:30. That's the first plug.
Yeah.
We're going to do this several times.
Several times.
So there are four shows coming up. You need to see at least one of them. We go. Brad, you've been to several shows.
I go all the time.
Yeah, it's so fun. Jonathan, it's one of those things that stand up to me is so different now than it used to be.
Absolutely.
And I don't know that it's COVID. I don't know that it's just a different era of entertainment, but I tried when I first broke into entertainment.
It's the tariffs. No.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Everything's local.
They took it COVID, and now they're taking this. No, it is. It's very different. And social media, I think, is the biggest reason for that.
It's better now, right? I mean, seeing a live show is more... It's more different than it used to be.
Well, I think seeing a live show is better because we were... I do think that from COVID.
Yeah.
Where people were trapped inside. And even if your state was open, it was sort of taboo. And then even your favorite comedians, some of them were touring, some of them weren't.
Right.
And it felt like for a while, we didn't... That might have been forever. You know how many guys and girls who came out of retirement? Because I think that they felt mortality. Of like, oh, this could not be it, but it's like, you know, you really have to make hay while the sun, you know, you got to get out there and do it. So what I think the best thing about comedy is today, not that it's better or worse, there is a more variety, there's a bigger variety, and then there's more things that you can enjoy. More groups of people are being represented, you know, and there's more point of views out there than there ever have been before.
Completely agree.
And there's it doesn't feel like, oh man, you got that spot, now I can't get it. It's like, no, the internet is unlimited.
Yeah.
There's unlimited, you could, whatever type of comedy you're into, you can find five people to do it or whatever. So it feels like that there's just so much out there, which I think it makes that just a better opportunity for everybody.
It is the way you pitch yourself as, oh, I, you know, this is the guy that does all the characters, or are you like, no, this is, it's a viewpoint, like you said, like I cater to this type of person.
You know, I have to tell people all the time that I, because people would come up after, you know, and want to have like TED Talk discussions with me about stuff, and I'm just like, you know, I'm just up here telling jokes. I mean, you thought I was actually a Ukrainian chef in the, like, it's like, I love how somebody took that and was like, okay, well now this guy's probably serious about what he's talking about. That it's like, you know, so for me, these are just thoughts that I've had. Some of them I agree with, some of them I don't agree with. I'm just sort of talking about what's on my mind.
How do we weave right now? Because we got like, Eight more minutes. Oh, yeah. We got plenty of time.
Okay.
How do we weave into like a great impression? Because I don't want to like throw you a scenario and be like, oh, hey,
name
you're in
me
an elevator.
You can name me anybody. I don't care.
Okay. Then I definitely want to hear Tom Hanks.
Hi, Tom Hanks here. Hi, guys. How are you? I'm happy to be here. I was just rapping with my son, Chet. well, yes, we were in Jamaica. I'm the new face of Red Stripe Beer. I was going to say, this is my impression of Chet Hanks. Everything's going to be irate. Everything can be irate. I love Bob Marley. I love Bob Marley.
It's funny to hear you do it because the clip that went viral, it's basically you just laughing.
You know, it's funny. I tried to do it like talking, all this other stuff. But sometimes, especially with an impression, just the one thing that people... like is like a sound. It's not that I can't talk as him because I've done it, but what gets the hardest laughs is the stuff that's sort of the most on the spectrum, like the hardest hitting of what he sounds like. And I think that's true of most people. I mean, every now and then we like to listen to Christopher Walken because it feels like everything
is a song.
His register is sitting all over the place.
That's not even on your list.
No, it's up there, up, down, ooh, baby.
Remember that old Peter? Remember Peter and the Wolf?
Yeah.
That old cartoon where they all had their own instruments.
He was his own instrument. Chris Walken, boom, boom, shoulders, yes. You know, it's like, so people, they just like, that's like, even with the Trump, right? I do Trump at a rally, because I always say that he never understands how a microphone works, because he's right here being like, this is unbelievable, so great, you know? And then he gets in front of a lot of people, and the microphone is doing the same thing, but he goes, I love this, I love St. Louis, so great, St. Louis, the Cardinals. And you're like, the mic is still on. He's shouting, this is unbelievable. You know, like, what? But you just, it's hitting those, you know, because again, you could talk like, it's very good. You could do that.
Yeah,
but
it's two different characters almost.
100%. Well, he's also changed so much because he's been relevant for so long. So it's like, you know, my favorite is The Apprentice Trump.
Very direct, very direct. Very, he knew the mic was right here. Television savvy Trump, you know? And now he's just older, so his voice is getting a little thin. It's getting a little thin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Then, you know, he's getting up there, but he can still shout when he needs to.
It's so funny because even when you're doing that, it's like, duh, I've heard Trump do that very thing 1,000 times.
Sure.
But I've never realized until hearing you do it that he absolutely will say a few things about where he's at and then just like a comment about the room. Lights.
Lights.
You know, like it's a,
look at these lights. The brightest lights here, okay? St. Louis, they do bright lights, okay? He does it. Dude, he's like a musician who's like, how are we feeling tonight, St. Louis? He tells you how you're feeling.
Yeah.
He doesn't ask. We're feeling very good because Trump's in the house.
Okay. A comment just came in.
Sure.
Now I have to share this with you.
Please.
Because it's from the host of the show, Annie Fry.
Oh, hi, Annie.
She's listening to you right now.
Thank you.
She says, can you do an endorsement for the Annie Fry show as Trump?
Annie Fry, okay, sometimes I have vocal fry, but we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the unbelievable at 10 and 11, some say. At 11, some say a Spinal Tap 11. Annie Fry, what a fox. What an unbelievable fox. Not Fox News, this fox, okay, believe me. Fantastic, listen all the time because she's so smart, so unbelievably smart. And then if I have to do it in a big room, Annie Fry, you love her, she's so great.
Look at this Annie. Isn't she fantastic? So fantastic. Like Mr. Fantastic, Fantastic Four.
Oh, that's man. Amazing. I was trying to be really quiet because that's going to live forever now. You
Dude,
know that.
Whatever.
Yeah. I was trying to be real quiet and people are knocking things down in the studio all over the place because they're amazed.
Knocking them dead.
love and thank you. A lot of thanks from Annie there.
Thanks for having
Jonathan.
Me. Jonathan. Thank you.
Before we break here and mention a couple more times again, he's at Funny Bone, Streets of St. Charles tonight, 7:30, 9:30, and then tomorrow, 6 o'clock and 8:30. Obviously, you're going to have a blast. What movie? Can you talk about the stuff you're working on right now?
Sure.
What are you working on?
I just did a movie called Sneaks, which is out in theaters right now. It's produced by Lawrence Fishburne. It has Keith David, Anthony Mackie, Martin Lawrence.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Animated film about sneakers. And
shoes.
Yeah, it's pretty great. And then I have another film coming out later this year that's another animated one that's it's out of Japan. And it's a Japanese fairy tale that's with me and Adam Devine and J.K. Simmons. And it's about the Monkey King, which is like a huge mythology for them. And then I just wrapped a film in Portland with Zach Guilford from Friday Night Lights and T.J. Miller. And then I think that's coming out later this year. And then...
My gosh, you're more busy than almost anybody in entertainment right now.
I mean, you got to be busy, baby.
Yeah.
You know, and then I do... I'm on the TED. They're doing the new TED animated show with Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, I didn't know it was animated.
Yeah,
okay.
They're doing it. Everybody's back. Mark Wahlberg, everybody. It's amazing.
Wow.
So we're doing that coming up. I've been recording episodes of that. That's super fun. And and then I got a movie that we're doing that I wrote that I think we're going to film at the end of the year. That's going to be, we're going to shoot in Kentucky. So.
Gosh, I got so many more questions for you because I saw you did your Mr. Show Quantum Leap.
Oh, dude,
sketch comedy stuff.
We did this charity event, and then there was an audition to replace David Cross, and it was
on Mr. Show.
But it was like a joke. It was live.
Oh,
and they had us, and he was there in the background on a giant screen.
Oh.
And Bob Odenkirk read sketches with all of us, and it was great. I mean, it was like Tom Kenny and Jerry Minor from Saturday Night Live, and Brian Posehn, who obviously was a part of them, and me, a couple other people, Stephanie Courtney, the brilliant. Stephanie Courtney, who's Flo, the progressive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's the best. So funny. And then I came dressed as David Cross. And then
you could probably pull that
off. And then all I did was argue with him about how bad the sketch was. And then David Cross, like, this is the guy.
That's awesome.
He thinks the sketch is bad. This is him, bro.
Are you pretty good friends with Thomas Lennon?
Oh, I love Thomas Lennon.
Because I saw you were in quite a few things with him, and I'm a Stink fanatic.
The brother. He's one of the people, it's always great to meet people that you admire. He is one of the classiest, funniest, best human beings. We did a movie together out in Arizona a few years back and just have stayed friends ever. He is just the best.
That's great to know, because I obviously never met the guy, but I've been a fan for a long time. I actually got Michael Ian Black to endorse my book randomly.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which was like a huge career milestone. I couldn't believe it.
I don't know Michael, but I'm a fan, but Tom is truly like as good of a guy and as funny of a guy as you think he is going
to
be.
That is great to know.
Yeah, it's as high of a praise as I can give anyone. I mean, that guy is truly the greatest.
So as we conclude here, Annie is still listening here.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Annie. She says now you have to make fun of me, basically for fangirling if you want to, like Trump.
Make fun of you?
Make fun of me like Trump. That's the request.
Wiggins.
Now, you don't have to follow through if you don't want.
Does Annie want it, though?
Oh, yeah.
She's asking for
it. All right. Well, Annie's having me on the show.
Okay.
Wiggins, you look terrible, okay? Excuse me. I eat KFC every day, but you look like a bucket of chicken, okay? And the dark meat, a lot of fat, okay? A lot of gristle. Excuse me. You look like a Monster Energy drink grew a goatee. Not good. I'm a Diet Coke man myself. I have 50 a day, okay? You look like an energy drink, but not one that we would have in the White House. Something that Sleepy Joe would take and fall asleep on, okay?
That's super offensive.
It's great, is what it is.
I didn't think that was funny at all.
But more importantly, what did Annie think?
Oh, she loved it.
Oh, okay.
So you're fine. All right, Jonathan Guyton is going to be at the Streets of St. Charles tonight, 7:30 and 9:30 tomorrow, 6 o'clock and 8:30. You are going to have a blast, unless you're me. and you get made fun of.
Bucket of chicken.
Bucket of chicken. Oh, I could talk about KFC for another whole segment.
KFC.
We'll come back and do a full KFC segment right after this. Jonathan Kite, go see him, Streets of St. Charles, and we will be right back with Wiggins America.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.